I just want to say thank you, first and foremost, on behalf of the Dirty Street Confessions team. We've been putting out 2 episodes a week, and although it's a lot of fun to record, it's also a lot of work. So as a team, we decided to move over 1 episode a week to the Patreon. So if you want to get 2 episodes a week, sign up to the Medium Dirty tier, and you'll get 1 exclusive episode that nobody else gets to see every week. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thanks. Hey, man, welcome to another exclusive, special, significant episode of the Dirty Street Confession podcast. To my left, we have Super Duper Humble. How are you, my brother?
I'm feeling all right today.
You ever going to tell people how you came up with that name eventually?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll get to that.
One day.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I have to skip the guest, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks. How are you, my brother?
I'm good, man. Blessed and highly favored.
As Super would say, that's a nice shirt.
Thank you, bro.
That's a good shirt.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I fuck with the shirt.
Shout out to Michael 3 times.
My brother Price.
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. You know.
You pumped any iron today?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Right, cool. Feel me? Daniel.
What's up, bro? I'm drunk. Got here on timing.
Hey, man, look at us stepping up in life. You know what I'm saying? No more of that big gulp bullshit that you seen us gulping. All those days are over.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to Vion. My brother. You may have heard us talk to somebody in the background and them faintly respond to us on many of episodes. If you heard him, you probably were laughing because he says very controversial things out of his mouth. My brother, Art, welcome to the Dirty Street Confessions podcast.
Say controversial shit.
Bow.
Legendary.
Yeah, facts, my nigga. How are you, bro?
I like the sauce, man.
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
I like the sauce.
I think you might have got the best intro next to C-Murder and, like, I don't know, somebody else special.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of the C-Murder shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's fucked up.
She's cool. Art's a busy man, bro.
Yeah, a little bit is actually a good thing.
Compared to none?
I actually go on YouTube and just watch a little bit, like about 20 minutes in, and then I'm out.
Oh, that's good. That's good, no?
Right.
Catch up you off of that.
That's brand right there.
I actually believe him because some people be lying and say they watch your shit and don't.
Right. But I think I'll tell you or something and be like, yo, that was a good episode. I don't know if I do, but I... Maybe I'm just lying. I made that up right now.
Yeah. I think when you get a chance, you do when you honestly feel that way.
Yeah.
We appreciate that shit versus the people that be like, yeah, I watch your shit. And you be like, yo, what's my name?
Yeah.
Kevin. You that black dude.
Well, yeah, went through a lot of that in the beginning, unfortunately. But I think all of us are getting
step
just
up in our life,
eventually.
Man.
Last night, my nigga, I feel like this is a recurring thing with me and fucking Uber Eats, my nigga. So this is like Uber Eats Chronicles again, right? I shouldn't have been ordering at this late anyway, right? But I was hungry and I didn't want to stay up hungry. I said, let me get a 2-piece from beep, right? Wait 20 minutes. They send this shit. I feel the box. The box is mad heavy, right? I open the box. It's like about 10 pieces of chicken, right?
Damn.
The shit is dry as fuck, my nigga.
It's breast.
But not even that. It's
they
like,
gave
yo.
Him the end pieces.
My nigga, they gave me the end of the night pieces. Yeah. You feel me? It's like, I wanted 2 perfectly ready, juicy chicken breasts and a leg. You know what I'm saying?
You can get breasts.
Chicken breasts ain't that juicy, though.
Nah,
yeah, but that should be dry.
It should be dry already.
Be dry.
But no, the problem was, bro, it was even more dry than expected. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've had many of the 2 pieces from before. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, did y'all think y'all were blessing me by putting so much in there?
Yes.
They thought.
That's what they be thinking.
Yeah.
For real. That's some shit Popeyes.
I think you're supposed to say that. The name.
So
you ate it?
I ate like one.
You know
because,
he did.
Nah, I ate like one because it's like my nigga. That's your money going down the drain.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Sauce and shit?
My nigga, it was beyond help, bro.
That's what I was about to ask him. You one of those niggas that eat their chicken with jelly?
I would do that.
You do that?
I've done that before.
Jelly sauce. On a chicken.
Hot sauce, man.
You jelly do that too?
I'm not opposed to that because people eat egg with jelly, and so I'm not opposed to chicken with jelly. It sounds strange, but I'm not opposed to it.
Egg with peanut butter is fire.
Egg with peanut butter?
Yeah, fire. Trust me. Trust me.
I've never had that in my life.
I've never heard that one either.
I promise.
I've never even had an egg sandwich and a peanut butter sandwich together.
You put eggs and peanut butter on a sandwich together?
Yes, bro.
What country did you do that in? First. I just want to see.
This one. The fuckery is here.
I just want to see.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. I heard a cream cheese and bacon. Like, or
that's good. Yeah,
that's regular. I've had that before. That's cream cheese and jelly with bacon. But I've had that. Peanut butter is the other side of the jelly. And then the eggs is the other side of the bacon. Somebody was experimenting.
It could probably work because they're both salty.
I was opposed to ketchup on eggs until I started doing that shit.
Ketchup on eggs is fire too.
Yeah, good, bro. I tried that the first time because they fucked my order up and I'm greedy. And it wasn't bad, but I wouldn't order it myself. But
okay.
It wasn't like terrible. You said you good on ketchup and eggs?
You be slapping that?
Nah, are you good on ketchup and eggs?
Yes.
Oh, he does something worse.
What do you put ketchup on, bro?
Yeah, that's a normal thing to do.
You lying. Cap. Oh. What do you put ketchup on, bro?
I stopped eating ketchup.
Period.
When you was eating ketchup, what did you put ketchup on?
Oh, on like regular shit. Like,
No. Say it.
He's about to start off with the shit that's not regular.
Yeah, go ahead. Say what you put ketchup on, bro.
I put ketchup on macaroni and
tuna. No way.
That is disgusting as fuck, my nigga.
I don't feel bad.
He got you.
I don't feel bad. He's wild.
You never had macaroni and tuna? No,
I think so, yes.
Yeah, it's a ketchup on it.
No, bro.
That's like macaroni salad type vibe.
No, nigga, it's warm. That shit is fire.
This nigga's a politician. You see how he almost got y'all? I never had macaroni and tuna.
No. But ketchup,
put the ketchup on it.
Definitely not.
Yeah, he trying to make it an inclusive thing. Yeah. Make y'all feel bad for nothing.
Macaroni and tuna is something I could eat no matter how much bread I got.
Like baked macaroni and tuna?
No, you just, you know the Kraft box macaroni with the powdered cheese lives?
Oh, no.
You're wild.
I thought you was talking about
tuna joints. I didn't have it in a long time, but I would eat that shit right now. If I made it. If I feel to eat that shit, I would eat it right now.
One time we was down bad in Turks.
Yo.
I wasn't there. I couldn't have been there.
Make sure you say the year, my nigga.
Yeah, I don't know what year it was, but it was a long time ago.
Okay, I wasn't there.
I think we made ramen noodles with tuna. That shit slapped.
That shit is fire.
That's some real sing. I'm saying definitely.
Penitent wasn't in the commissary.
Nah, because in Turks, a lot of people don't know in Turks, bro. After what? 2 o'clock, everything shut down, bro. Mm-hmm. You can't even go to a gas station. Gas station not 24 hours.
Yeah, facts.
So we ain't have no food. We ain't prepared for the night, bro. All we had is shouts to fucking Kenya for the fucking groceries.
Funny enough, speaking of food, before I forget, the other day I was getting beep for the first time. I said bleep, right?
Okay.
For the first time in a minute. And I'm walking into the store, and this person who appears like he could be homeless or not. You know, those people is like halfway homeless.
Borderline. Yeah.
He's like, yo, let me get a oxtail and white rice, right? I'm like, excuse me? My nigga.
Where you get all that money from?
Yeah, like, what the hell? That's like, these niggas, like, you know how expensive? Nigga, I'm about to go finance my oxtail, first of all, when I walk up in here. You talk about
Affirm.
What you say? Yeah, nigga, that's $30. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I just want to get that off.
That's why you can't judge a book, bro.
You eat oxtail art?
Not anymore. Man, I'm trying this healthy shit, bro. So I've been vegan for like 2 months now.
Why?
Yeah.
How it make you feel?
It feels good. Like, I feel, like, energized. I feel...
I feel like all y'all niggas say that same shit.
Nah, yeah, it is bullshit. But... but there's some truth to it. But I think I'm only energized because, like, I'm doing other shit. Like,
okay.
You know, but at, like, 12 o'clock, I start, like, crashing. But I think maybe because I'm not putting the right nutrients and shit.
You got to get
vitamin
used to
C,
it.
Vitamin B, all that shit.
The vitamin D, you was about to say?
Vitamin D. Oh. Nah, I get enough D.
Wow.
Yo.
I haven't done this in a long time.
First of all, it seems like 98% of our guests are vegan, coincidentally. I'm not sure.
The way to go, man.
Okay. How has veganism affected your sex life at all?
Yeah, because women don't like when you're nut it doesn't taste good.
Okay.
So
like carnivore nut.
Yeah, that shit nasty. Have you ever? Have y'all ever?
No, I have not tasted
young nut before. Right?
No. 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 No.
What did you say?
Dwight, do that thing you do?
Yeah.
Do the thing you do, Dwight.
What did you say?
Like you've tasted your nut.
Absolutely not.
I have not.
So how you, so you're releasing something into someone else that you personally haven't tried?
Absolutely. Yes, the what? Fuck I am. No, that's,
you gotta be curious. As a man, you gotta be curious. Why? Like, yo, what
as
am
a
I
man,
taste
no.
So let me ask you.
That curious,
my curiosity
bro.
Stops.
Don't at save ask, him, Danny.
My curiosity stops at asking her what it tastes like.
I'm not that's even doing that.
But that doesn't you're not even asking her what
that
it tastes like.
That doesn't really give you that experience, though.
I don't
like,
want the experience.
You got to know. Experience? It's your body. Like, no. It's your body. You bite your nails. It's if you bite your nails, you can eat your nut.
No. Yo.
Yes, 100%.
What?
It's the same thing,
bro.
It's coming from your body.
So nails
I've been
are like
biting my nails.
Nails like calcified nut. Then you would say
calcified. I mean, I never thought
if
about it like that.
You can bite your nails, you can eat your nut.
Because if you bite your nails, what are you gonna do? You're most likely eating your fingernails, right?
No, it's spit no, it out.
It's, yeah, bite your nails, spit it out.
When you're not, hold on.
First of all, biting your nails is a really bad habit. So
facts.
You're not tasting your nails though. When you bite your nails, it's bite, spit out.
Yeah, but think about
it's
all
like
the dirt
under your nails
that
and
you're
shit.
Putting in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a really
so
bad
if you
habit.
Can do that, what's the difference from actually just
damn,
taking a
crazy,
semen
bro.
And putting it on your lip or your tongue and just seeing what you taste like as a man?
I think
you got it for lip gloss.
Hold on, give me a second.
Semen lip gloss.
That all, shit go crazy.
All the bodily fluids that the average person has tasted are things that reside somewhere up here. You might have tasted a booger by accident. You might have tasted some snot, some hawk spit, some tears, maybe some blood, but you might have busted your lip. You taste blood, you taste spit, all that. Everything come from up here.
Who has said he tasted pee before?
Who? It wasn't me.
Nobody.
Right, that's wild.
Forget it.
Oh, tasting pee is wild?
Tasting pee is crazy.
Tasting pee is crazy.
Yeah. But not tasting you know, semen.
Yeah, but look, so when what age did you decide to taste your nut?
Vegan.
When I really we said what?
Vegan. It's like, oh, she last said it week. Tastes good. Let me see what she means.
No, when somebody told me that I didn't taste good, like it was like, yo, you got to start eating right. So I was like, oh shit, let me see actually how
so
I
you
taste
like you
gauge
you like
it.
Dabbed it on your tongue type shit.
Yeah. So how did you like? What
the
did
dab
you do?
Is
how
crazy.
Did you?
So when I was done masturbating, obviously when you're laying down, you come on your belly, right?
Wow.
When I came on my belly, I just grab a little bit, see what I taste like.
See?
I was like, damn, this shit actually doesn't taste
came
good.
On
I got to like start
my
changing
nigga.
My habits.
I don't even want to look that way.
If you don't
it's
mind.
It's just salty. It's just salty. Like, you don't want
so you got more work to do?
Nah, I'm good now. I'm good now.
You tasted it again.
How do you know?
I mean, come on. You got to know if you're healthy, bro.
Okay.
Not the retest.
Not the retest.
I saw a meme about this shit, and I thought it was just trolling. But
nah, it's a thing, bro. People actually do that. I'm surprised y'all. I'm thinking y'all bullshitting me right now.
Nah, bro. Nah, I never tasted my own. I never cared.
Surprise.
I don't give a fuck how high sodium the shit is.
Light retention.
Wow. Crazy. I am not tasting my nut, bro. I'm okay.
That's
what if a girl asked you to? Like, yo.
No.
You would never do
it? Why would I do that?
Nah.
Even for a young lady that you're married to or really seriously?
No.
Well, art. This is how you get things going here at DSC, right? We have this thing where we ask people for $89,000. Would you taste your old nut?
Lowest bid.
Daddy?
Lowest bid, my own nut. Because I just listed off all the bodily fluids from my own self that I tried. The only thing I haven't tried is shit, nut, and piss, right?
89 grand.
$89,000, I'm doing it.
Come on now.
That's a lot of money.
Price?
100,000.
You need the extra 11
so you're out. You got to go lower. You got to bid lower than me. Binks, he's out of here. Just skip him.
90K.
90K? All right.
You went up.
Let's clap it up for Binks.
I mean, I'm not doing it.
That's what you want to chime in on? Out of all conversations?
I mean, I'm not doing it.
All right.
Super?
That's what I like to hear, Binks.
No. Yo, what? Anybody under 89?
Under 89?
No, I'll take the 89.
Oh, okay.
Now you gotta go under. I bet 89.
Oh, Oh,
I get how this game goes now. The lowest, free. The lowest you got bidder. Out under somebody.
Yeah, hold on, bid wins.
Y'all peep out Dwight didn't answer though. This nigga asked everybody.
I said 89. I came up
with it. You started with 89, so then I'm 88. No, I'm 80. Man, 80 flat.
I don't want to play this game no more.
it's a weird game. Man. Yeah. We're in a fucking game, man.
I mean, let's completely change the vibes, right? When's the last time any of you guys wore a cardigan?
It's been a few years.
Yeah, that's been a minute for me.
Let me tell you guys a funny story, right?
Why would you have a funny cardigan? So,
when I was younger, right, I applied for a job and they told me to come for the interview. And I dressed like a total bozo. I had on a fucking some slacks, a fucking cardigan, a fucking button up with a bow tie.
Not a bow tie. They definitely should tell you get the fuck out of here.
Looking like Farnsworth Bentley.
Yeah, that's how I went to prom.
You know how I know I looked dumb? My mother was like, "Where the fuck you going?" All I can do, I'm like going to an interview, and she like.
You ain't gonna get the job.
Lose the bow tie, at least, man.
I never got that job. They never called me back.
And you listed your jobs that you worked here, so you definitely shouldn't have been dressed like that for another.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Definitely not the elevator job. What other job, Big Ted?
UPS.
UPS.
Was this a mechanic at some point?
Yeah, I was a mechanic. I worked in a restaurant.
Yeah, bow tie for UPS. Go
he
crazy.
Was a thief. Steal cars. Yeah. He used to steal cars.
I still do that.
Yeah, that's how you got the mechanic title.
Yeah. All right. What?
Seem surprised.
What, that you used to steal car?
I guess.
Like, I ain't surprised. I'm not surprised. You and Price are the last two people I'm surprised. Child used to steal cars.
Are we happy for Jay-Z and Beyonce buying the most expensive home in California?
Yo. I didn't even know that happened.
Listen. Yes. Correct?
Yes, it did happen.
It's the most expensive home in California or just the most expensive home purchased?
I don't know.
Purchased in California.
Oh, I thought it was like ever. I didn't know.
Whatever it is, it's right now.
Bruh. Yeah. Is it lit?
It's a fire crib, but it's too big. It's too big.
Yes.
I can't be in one section of my house and then my kids is in the other section. This is like an arena. They crib is like, bro, the shit is, it's like an L-shaped crib.
Is that hate?
Nah, it's fire. The crib is fire. I can't live in some shit like that.
That's so big.
It's too big, bro. You don't know if somebody chilling in the other side of your crib, bro.
I think those type of cribs have staff.
Yeah, 100%.
Have to.
You need staff. You're not in there by yourself.
Jay-Z's not hearing something in the middle of the night like, what's that?
He's sleeping.
Absolutely. He's waking up the gunshots, niggas killing the fucking
staff?
No.
Niggas killing the staff?
No. Yeah, but think about how much people you got to live with live comfortably.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be in my crib. By myself or with my partner or my kids. Yeah. I don't want to have to, maybe a nanny or two if I'm rich, but like 30 people just making sure that the West Wing, the right wing.
Now, I understand you said, I always said the person who had it the best in terms of like money and not so famous is the Chinese nigga from Neptunes.
Nigga? No, that's
not me. But yeah, because like I feel like he'll walk down the street and I don't really recognize him. Yeah. Everybody's gonna recognize Terrell. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, nah, this nigga's half of the Neptunes and made half of the shit too. But he ain't about to get this whole bunch of pandemoniums around him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's like Birdman and Slim. A lot of niggas don't know.
Slim is
like probably the top dog, you feel me?
Because he probably don't spend as much money either.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, the top dog, you feel me? And a lot of niggas don't know that, but Birdman ain't he's the one, but Slim is the top dog type shit.
There's a thing with that, though, because the more famous person ends up getting more shit for free.
Okay.
So it probably doesn't balance out because niggas be wanting to ball out of control.
Yeah, but I would say Birdman.
The famous nigga could walk in anywhere and they'd be like, oh, no, it's on the house. So we got you. Just post us or just talk about what we do.
Isn't that fucked up, though?
Yeah. Mm. The poor people pay to live like the rich people, and the rich people are getting all that shit that the poor people paying for free. They go to the club and get booked to be in that club. All the bottles are free.
Yeah.
All the poor people is buying bottles to look like them.
Yep.
That's what you work hard for. Like, that's part of the process of, or the beauty of being a celebrity or a person with power, because you can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ultimately, when you be able to wear somebody's shit,
Yeah, go ahead. Plug this shit.
And promoting somebody's shit. So you can see what I'm doing. But if you get to wear somebody's shit, the power of that is people get to look at you and be like, oh shit, Jay-Z is wearing this Black Excellence hoodie. Mm-hmm. I want that. Because Jay-Z has power. So,
so technically it wasn't for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Right.
All right. You ever watch gay porn by accident?
Oh hell yeah, bro! All jokes aside. I was telling my coworkers this story, man. The other day, it's so crazy because I was like, I had the settings all set up. Like I was, you know, when you getting ready to beat off, right? So I'm in my bed. The lights are off. I have these like
LED lights.
So I got the mood set because you know you got to get the vibes right when you're beating your shit. So I had the vibe set up. Turned off my regular lights so everything is looking good.
What color was it?
I think it was like yellow, I think.
What you was using?
Like what?
Vaseline, cocoa butter?
Nah, bro, I'm plain Jane. Oh. Yeah. Just my hands, baby.
Gangsta. Did you say that?
I don't bust it down.
No need oil, man. I'm good.
Sandpaper that junk.
Yeah, some
sandpaper.
Some vegan hands.
Nah, your hands gotta be moist.
Vegan hands. Vegan hands.
No, but I'm laying in bed, right, and like. Literally, I'm getting ready. I'm turned on already because I'm thinking about the type of porn that I like. Yeah. I like when a lady's riding on a man's dick. So I'm like, oh shit! All right. So I searched the category.
Reverse cowgirl.
Is that what it's called?
Cowgirl.
Hopefully it's girl.
But so I searched the category, and the first thing that came up, like I'm like, oh shit, this is fire. So I click it. Cause her ass is thick. I'm like, yo, this lady got a fat ass. Like, I clicked the shit, bouncing up and down. So I'm going in. I'm like, oh shit, okay, this is dope.
Damn.
Next thing you know, I swear to God, she or he stand up and a huge dick just came down. Damn. And I was like, damn, I was watching a dude getting fucked this whole time. I was like 2 minutes into it before I realized that it was a dude getting fucked. I was basically jacking off to a gay porn.
I got a question.
So did you keep, you finished?
Nah, I mean, it's not my vibe. So I changed it. But that's how like,
are you finished?
I didn't even know. So it was
you
like,
played a video and then start?
Instead of start and then play the video?
No, I played the video.
And then you started.
And then I started going in. So I was 2 minutes in
before he turned around with a
the
dick.
Person stood up you know, and the dick just.
So went, you didn't see like, oh, like something was off?
It's reverse.
Nah, it's reverse.
It's an ass.
Had long hair, black hair. So I'm thinking, oh, that's a lady.
So the person didn't have like balls?
You can't see it because she's like she's sitting down.
Yeah,
reverse sitting down and just
going in.
You be jerking off before the porn start?
No.
I thought that's what you're trying to say.
No. I thought that's what happened. He was jerking off and then he pressed play.
How you felt?
That's a good question. At first, when I stopped it, I didn't really think too much of it. I just kept it pushing.
Okay. Yeah, nobody.
I thought I was gonna be like, oh shit! I just watched gay porn. Like, oh, but it's like,
did you like it?
Nah, I didn't like
it. You would have kept going.
That's not my vibe. So I just kept going.
2 minutes in.
I mean, I did think for a second. I was like, yo, he was riding some mean dick. Because you gotta give credit where credit is due. Like, you gotta give credit where credit is due.
Not that what? Credit.
Like, come on, bro. You gotta give credit where credit is due. If you accidentally watch it, I can see if you purposely watch it. That's crazy.
I got bad credit.
You got a 440.
I don't got no credit.
Speaking of which, this week, I was on, I think it was Batty Hub.
Yeah.
And the shit was, the video title was, I think, Ebony Mystique. And it was, I thought it was girl
Sounds
on girl.
Sounds tricky already.
I thought it was girl on girl.
What was it?
It was a trans woman and a woman. And I thought it was a strap she had on the whole time. She's sucking dick till like an angle change, and I seen balls, and I'm like, "Oh shit!
Oh, wow, Dwight, you remember that algorithm?
Shit immediately.
Y'all remember that algorithm?
That's his algorithm now.
Remember the algorithm?
VPN chip.
You see that? I know I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
Hold on. So what did you do after that? Like, what was your initial response?
I cut it off.
How did you feel after seeing the video?
It was she was sucking strap. What I thought was strap. So it was probably going on.
That
would
have
like,
been cool.
It's going, yeah, it was going on for like 2 minutes, two, 3 minutes. And
without
then,
contact, were you turned on?
Yeah, because I thought it was two women.
Okay.
It's a lot of that shit is mental. I'm into women. So yeah, at the end of the day, if I think it's a woman, mm-hmm. it could happen. But as long as that shit don't happen in the real world, I'm okay. That shit, that was a slip up.
So if two dudes were fucking and you never saw a dick, you just saw a dude sit, somebody sitting on some dick bouncing up and down.
I need a little bit more visual. So that's a little bit too mysterious for me. Mm. So I don't think I would even fall down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had gay stuff on Body Up.
Yeah, man. They call
it hijacking your IP.
That's part of the reason why I believed I was safe.
Yeah. I don't really fuck with Body Up. Yes, I do. Shout out to Body Up. But yeah, I be on X-Hamster.
What?
X-Hamster got some fire.
What's that? I've never been on that site.
Yeah, it's like, check it out. Some cool shit up there.
Where? Yeah. I use Pornhub, man. That's it.
Pornhub.
Come
got,
on,
Pornhub,
man.
Pornhub
that.
Got, they deleted a lot of shit off Pornhub.
Pornhub or Twitter? Twitter got some
Twitter
fire.
Twitter go crazy.
Twitter's probably leading right now.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find some like amateur shit that
nah, they doing
Shorty
porn.
Down the block made.
They doing porn Flags. Now through WhatsApp and Telegram and shit now.
Word.
Word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
they got like channels seen, for shit like that.
We see Monty X in the Telegram.
That is
me?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Me?
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Monty.
She was going crazy.
She was going stupid.
Yeah.
Yo, if y'all, speaking of which, if y'all had to create a new sex position, what would the name be? And what, like, how would it work?
Damn, that's too hard to think.
Yeah, how did the homework?
Shit. How would it want work? Us to come back with it next week?
How would it work is a little tricky.
Homework.
Yeah.
Homework.
It sounds like a group project.
Oh, yeah.
You can just freestyle that shit. I got one. That's one.
All right.
Well, what, is
yeah, what is it?
What is
it?
On?
All right. So we'll wait until next week.
Now put us on.
All right. So Shorty will be arched on the edge of the bed mm-hmm. with her ass up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you will squat down
mm-hmm.
and you're devouring her whole shit.
Swiping up and down. Ass to pussy. Uh-huh.
Just the whole shit.
And what do you call it?
You know it's some fuckery because he laughed.
You call it the nyama out.
The fuck?
I go.
I thought he was going to get more creative, but that's
I
what
call,
made it more funny.
I call it that too.
Yo, I got something for y'all.
That's a nasty sex position.
Hey, this shit go crazy.
I be coming with the bullshit. So, shout out to Fuza. She gave me this. She asked me this in person. She asked me a tablespoon of shit or a gallon of piss. Somebody else's. You got to choose one or the other.
Tablespoon of shit or a gallon of piss.
Tablespoon of shit.
Tablespoon of shit, bro.
Cause it's just
one time.
I'm doing the piss. Get that shit. You doing a piss?
Yeah, I'm doing a piss.
You doing a piss?
Yeah, nigga, you know how much a gallon is?
Yeah, I know how much a gallon is, but you know the a poop? Do you know what that is? Like
what kind of shit?
Think
what
about
kind of
it,
shit?
Bro.
What kind of shit?
I don't know, it's but it's on a tablespoon.
Yeah, but what a lot can fit on a tablespoon.
It could
table,
be like watery.
Piece,
it could be like
piece
a
brick.
A turd. Evenly. Top of the tablespoon. They scraped it off. Just
scraped
level
it off?
Tablespoon.
So I could soft do shit.
It's like the
it's
peanut
just
butter.
Level tablespoon. I don't know how they got it there.
Peanut butter?
Imagine
peanut
soft butter. Shit.
Nah, man.
What if
said,
it's like...
You said peanut butter and egg? No, I'm trying to remember now. Oh, shit.
That's funny.
Nah, I'm taking a shit.
Me too.
Yeah.
A little butter crunch don't hurt.
You just got to chase it with bad water.
Mad water. You gotta need something else stronger than that. Some Coca-Cola, some Sprite, some shit.
The Coke would be good because it like they say
cleanse
clean
you
rust.
Out. Yeah, it's just
clean rust.
Yo, question, right? If you guys had a gay identical brother, how would you go about maneuvering? Mm. Like people was probably mistaking you for him and shit like that.
Like what kind of people? Like
anybody.
Depends on what he be doing.
If he be hitting on you because they thinking you him.
Hmm.
What do you say? I'm not my brother.
Nah, that's my brother. What the fuck am I telling him that's not my brother?
They think it's you though.
He didn't say that's not my brother.
You
I'm
are
not
him
my
to
brother.
Them, y'all look
yeah, I'm not my brother type shit. Yeah. So how do you take when somebody walk up a nigga walk behind you and just slap your ass and scoop your shit. You
I gotta box him. That's sexual harassment.
I'm not my brother.
Yeah,
you shouldn't even be doing that to me if I was my brother.
Yeah, but you don't know what your like brother that. Like, bro.
Oh, his shit. Like he that. Probably be jacking that.
You see, your brother's a hoe.
What you say, why you like that?
Yo, why you got all these gay questions?
That's just a question. That's more a question about me. What? It's more about mistaken identity than sexuality.
Nah, I think it depends on the situation. Like, if we're in a situation where I feel like my life is in danger, I feel like I'm going to play the gay card because that's going to get me out of whatever situation I'm in, because we're in a society now where we're more sensitive towards gay people.
How far are you willing to go to play the gay card, though?
What? I'm sucking some... Yo. No, but I'm saying...
That's crazy.
I'm saying...
I believe
that's
you
if
to the save your
other
life.
Person... To save my life. Like, if the other person was like... Like, the dude, if it's a real street dude who I know is homophobic, that's the first thing I'm doing is getting on my knees. Like, yo, I'll suck your dick right now if you don't shoot me.
I think there's other things you could attempt first before you get to that one.
I think
one.
You could talk your way out first.
No, you're not a dude who has a gun at you trying to kill you. There's no talking your way out of that.
Shoot me.
That nigga gonna shoot you.
I'm not sucking niggas.
I'd say, hey, man, the ATM is right there. Let's go. I'll take out some money. I think I'm gonna go with that one.
Nah,
first.
He's not going for that. He's not going
You're like
that.
Money?
Nah, he's not going for that.
Damn.
Nigga, my friend is super duper humble. I'll see if he can wire me over some money. Save me.
I'm saying, you don't have to go through with the, I'll suck you, with actually sucking his dick. It's just like, you're just using it as a tactic. Like, yo.
That's the
you're buying
tactic.
Time.
Well, he did say it was a homophobic thug nigga.
A thug nigga that's trying to kill you.
He's probably going to shoot you for offering that.
He's going to be so, yo, what the fuck? He don't even want to bother with you because he's like, man, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
So how's that going to buy you time?
It's not going to buy you time. It's going to make him disgusted because that's how that's
it shoot you his morals
and shit.
Yeah, homophobia means
nah,
the
nah,
hate.
Now he's gonna stuttle like he's gonna. Because that's a shocking guy.
Oh, okay,
like,
and like, while he's
stuttering.
Why you? No,
yeah, it's
why,
like, yo, what the
no.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. His gun is going to pre-cum.
Oh.
It's going to let off one shot.
Wow.
It might.
I was assuming his strategy was while he's confused, that's when you do your takedown. You know what I'm saying? Right?
I didn't think that into it. I was just committed.
You do takedown, like, hook.
I was just committed.
Oh, the takedown.
Yeah, take the nigga down. Not like sexually, but like, apprehend him.
Moving on.
He wants to take him down.
What you about to say?
What would you guys say is like the best twerk song of like our
back
era?
That ass up.
Ooh.
I said that too.
Yeah.
Because that shit is everlasting. Doom. That shit start playing.
Doom. Yeah. Doom.
Bitches start twerking. Doom. Bitches was twerking before we even knew what twerking was.
That's a fact.
They been shaking ass and shit like that.
That's a juvenile.
You feel me?
Back
that's
that
juvenile.
Ass up.
That's juvenile. Juvenile. Yeah, juvenile shit.
Yeah, that's an anthem.
Yeah, that's a big twerk anthem.
You into bitches twerking?
Hell yeah.
Word.
What? When I was in high school, like we used to go to the basement parties. Like that's it.
Just
Saturdays.
Fine.
Before
Uncle Luke.
Where you like, from?
Where I'm from?
Yeah, where you from?
Oh, I'm from Minnesota.
So basement parties is not just a Brooklyn thing.
Hell no. What?
But no,
it's not
as
wild as like New York. I'm talking about ours is like mellow. Like it's just a couple homies, some girls throwing music. The lights is dark. And we
New York basement rom.
Yeah, see, y'all shit gets wild. It's not like that.
Do you know 50 Tyson?
Do I know him? No. Do I know, have I heard of him? Yeah, he's from the city. All
right.
Oh, 50 Tyson?
Yeah, from Minnesota, from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Tyson. Super, you had a drop from him, right?
No.
Oh, shit.
Did a feature with him?
Don't mix me.
Yeah. I'm dead. Yo, scenario, right? You guys are out in the city with your, let's say this is a first date, right? You're really trying to impress the girl. You take her to a comedy night, right? Everything is going great up to that. The comedian gets on stage. A nigga starts flaming you for 10 minutes straight. What do you do?
You got to eat that, bro.
I'm just laughing. I'm cool with it.
You got to eat it.
You got to eat that. What you going to want to fight?
As a comedian, jokes. You can't do shit about that,
bro.
Yeah.
Unless you got jokes. If you're a funny nigga, then...
If you're a funny crazy. Nigga, you could pull it off.
Even if you got jokes.
Back. He has the mic.
He has the mic, bro.
He louder than you.
So it's like...
He controlling the crowd.
But what if he's trash?
If it's not good, then... Nigga, then I'm tight. Because then I don't even get to laugh.
Yeah, because... either way, it goes against you because if you get mad, everybody's gonna look at working. You like a sucker and shit, yeah. and it's mm. working. If you start to rebuttal, the crowd is already there. My bad. The crowd is already there for him, so they don't give a fuck about your jokes. So mm-hmm. they're not even paying yeah. you any you mind. Just gotta laugh, bro. So yeah, you just gotta eat it.
You gotta just go with it. What are you gonna do? You gonna get tired?
Nah, I think you gotta say some type of smart remark. You gotta get one out.
Deal with that nigga like how Nutty Professor dealt with.
Yeah, this nigga slammed this nigga. Slam this nigga yeah.
Nah, I wouldn't care, bro.
Yeah, I think she'll respect you more if you just eat it.
Yeah, I mean, word. These girls nowadays, I don't know, bro. Because you like, yo, you just took that. Yo, I seen the dumbest shit on fucking Instagram the other day. You know what the ick is?
No.
All right, so the ick is like getting turned off. I had to learn this. I didn't know what it was neither, right?
Like yeah, the that's a girl thing,
I guess. Okay, right? She's like, if she's with a nigga in a club,
bullet for and your
he,
hand.
Huh?
Bullet for your hand. Still.
If she's with a nigga in a club, right, and they start shooting, and the nigga she's with runs, she's gonna get the ick.
What
the fuck?
Wait,
what?
You see, I don't fuck with girls like that,
son.
Bro.
My nigga, that shit had me so secondhand tight, bro. For the nigga, like.
That's crazy.
She's gonna get the shot.
She's gonna run too. Yeah, but I
know. Stay a stupid ass man.
What the fuck you want me to do?
That's wild.
Stay yeah, there. We supposed to be running.
Cover her. Cover drop to the floor me. And cover her.
Yeah.
But you gotta see it from like a women perspective. I get what you're saying, but from like a woman's perspective, it's like that protector thing. Like you want a man to be the protector. So when you see that type of shit, it's like, yo, show me that.
To do? Pick
whenever
you
we're in danger, you're gonna show up and be my Superman. So look, that's the vibe she's looking for.
I was having this conversation me. The other day, right? Why is it that, like you said, us men, we gotta get hurt? Like, you know that thing where they say, like, never walk on the side of the street
as yeah, a woman? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She gotta walk on the inside.
So if the just in case a car come on the sidewalk, yeah, yeah. So I gotta get hit,
killed,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah. You feel me?
So she can go fuck the next nigga after.
Yo,
you.
Oh, yo, that's man. Crazy.
Damn, I'm
gonna stop walking on the outside.
Yeah. I mean, I do it. I still do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop.
It's a little.
I was listening to a podcast a couple of days ago, and the girl, it was a young girl. She's like 23. She said the wildest shit. She said she was dealing with a dude who. She bought flowers for her homegirl who just graduated, and she was in a car with the dude, and he asked, he was like, oh, is that for me? She looked at him like, nigga, what? Literally, she was saying that on the podcast. She's like, I look at this nigga like, what the fuck? Nigga, she like, niggas are so sassy these days. They want flowers. And so I'm looking like, what's wrong with a man wanting flowers? But to your point, niggas ain't supposed to be soft. Like, we supposed to just take that shit.
I think that's actually the first instance of sassiness I would agree with them.
What? Flowers?
Because if there's a event going on or whatever, you feel me? And she has flowers or something, why would you think it's for you?
I mean, if you get in the car with a big ass flowers and I'm not aware of what's going on, like, he's obviously just picking her up. He don't
okay,
know.
Okay, they ain't know where he was going.
Friend. Yeah, so he's thinking, oh, I'm getting flowers. That's dope. But why would that be your response? Like,
I'm not saying her response. I mean, I feel like his response is a little off.
Nah, man.
I would never assume anybody in this world getting in my car with a bouquet of flowers is getting in the car to give me those flowers. So for him to ask, like, oh, those for me?
That's his shorty, though.
Yeah, jokingly. Yeah, yeah. Because boom. Otherwise...
That's his shorty, though.
If it's but still,
shorty. Like, no, who's your shorty giving... Who are you going to expect your shorty giving flowers to?
Yeah, how often are you presented a gift and you be like, oh, that's for me? You just let it be presented to you as a man. You let it be presented to you. You're not like, oh, that's for me?
Yeah, but first of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with a man wanting flowers. If that's
There's nothing
into,
wrong with that.
If that's what a nigga into, then that's what he into. You feel me?
Like, I wanted to be given flowers?
Yeah. I'm sure there's straight niggas that
I buy flowers for my crib.
So that's the same shit. You like flowers.
No, but I mean, like, a bouquet of flowers has a different significance than buying
a bunch of flowers
shit for your crib.
So you never had a woman that cared about you enough to buy you flowers?
I guess not, man.
That's crazy.
I'm lucky.
I don't think it goes with, like, caring enough.
Man, that's just a special thing. Why do you buy your girl flowers?
Because she likes it.
No, because
it's special to her.
It's special to her. It makes her feel something. She feel that warmth, that love.
But niggas,
I
want to
feel like that too.
Niggas can have different things that she knows would do it for you, and it may not be flowers for you. So she does the other thing instead.
Exactly. Give me some head.
You feel me?
I'll take that over flowers. I'll take the head over flowers.
I don't really care for flowers, but I don't think there's anything wrong with
a better scenario, right? Something great just happens to you. It's happened to you. You know, you got, what, a million subscribers on YouTube.
Give me some head.
What?
It wins head over flowers? It wins every time, I promise.
Y'all taking head over flowers?
No, in that circumstance, I understand it, because it's like, all right, I'm saying, you make it.
Yeah, I understand the symbolic meaning of it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But would you rather head?
Definitely, guys. Give me head after the flowers.
What about head and the flowers?
Yeah. You could actually suck my dick through the bouquet. That'd be hard.
Yeah, I'll put the flowers. If a shorty gave me flowers right now, I would appreciate it. And I'll put it in the water.
All right. For me? Never gives you
make
head.
The vibe, make the cripple vibe, huh?
Well, she never gives you head.
She end up getting tired.
Oh, yeah. If I never get head, then.
Why did you give me these flowers?
Yeah.
Yo, you a dirtbag.
Oh, shit. Why would you do that?
Oh, shit.
The head is very important along with the other stuff.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, man. I think so. Yo, you eat ass, bro?
Have I eaten ass? I don't think I've eaten ass before. Nah. I've sucked toes. Ooh. I love sucking toes. I just found out I love sucking toes. I
was waiting That's for crazy. The body
I just
part.
Found out I love sucking toes. Right. Like, what? I think a couple months ago, I just found out because a girl that I was with was like you know how most girls be like, they'll take your head and try to push it down so you can give them head?
Yeah.
Instead of like trying to put my head to her box, she kept pushing my head further down.
Okay.
So I'm like, what the hell is she asking for? Mm. That's my first time doing it. And I'm like, what the hell is she asking for? So I'm like actually sucking her toes. I'm like, oh shit, I like sucking toes. That's fine. That shit was wild. I was like, yeah,
you
I'm
say
like
you like feet now?
I mean, I've always liked feet. Like, I love when a woman get her toes done. Mm-hmm. I've always liked it, but I've never sucked toes before because I never had the opportunity to. But when she was like, she didn't even ask me. She just like kept pushing my head down. I'm thinking, oh, I'm about to eat her out.
Mm-hmm.
She kept going down.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, she wants me to suck her toes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started sucking her toes. And I'm like, damn, I actually like sucking toes.
Me personally, I wasn't doing it in that scenario.
Oh, she violated, right?
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. In my head, I see her getting you down the head and using one foot to push
you
down.
Yo, that's what I was thinking.
Some people like that.
That bitch is like.
She's using her hand.
Recording this nigga.
I'm not. That would have been disrespectful.
Recording is crazy.
Recording is crazy.
Whatever shorty use her foot, that should turn me on a little bit.
Nah, that's disrespectful.
Yo, can you?
It depends on how she use her foot.
Yeah, if she's not. Like, she kicking me and shit, no.
You could, can you take a girl serious if she pursues you?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
She just like me, bro.
It's just, usually, it's not how I'm wired. I'm not saying it's absolute for every male. You know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to go for the ones that like you and not the ones you like.
That's I know that's real what they shit. Say.
That's yeah, what they, that's what you think?
That's what they say, yeah, but no.
That's real yeah, shit.
No. I think we programmed to believe that the ones that's gonna run us down is nasty work. And I think that's yeah, part that's of not... it. That's part of it. Cause if she was fire and she's running you down, your it's perspective different, would be completely
exactly.
different.
You're not gonna look at her no different.
So is that an assumption that I never had no good work run me down before?
No, I'm just saying your energy would be the same if she was fire. I'm not right,
cool.
Good work.
I was about to say, my name is Dwight Bartholomew. First time I know what I'm saying? But yeah. Now, you know what it is? I think it's a bad thing, and sometimes people take things for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some niggas like the kind of chase. I mean chase to where it's like ridiculous. Now I'm saying, but part of what works for me is like the I'm saying? The chase, essentially.
Yeah, but women know that, bro, and they'll just make you chase them.
Yeah,
that don't mean they like you. Chased,
bro. Women are reversing it too. Like Ruby Rose just said it. What today? She was like, "If a nigga said no, if he say no, that's gonna make me want him even more." She said, "I only like dudes who don't want me."
I guess it's a mental thing because every nigga wants you usually. So,
oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So it's like, bro, oh my gosh, here go another nigga on my dick.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Honestly, the most attractive women that I've dealt with in my past were women that I didn't go after. It just happened. Now, it was like a social setting where a bunch of niggas is chasing them down and I'm not paying them no mind. And then conversation sparks between a group of people. And then they take some interest in me because I'm not one of the people running them down.
Okay.
It's like, I guess it might be just more safe. It feels more safe. Like, yo, this person just cool. They're not trying to fuck me, but then they get fucked.
Yeah, you a light skinned nigga. You can get away with that type of
thing. Niggas too, nigga.
Nah, bro. We gotta run down first, bro. Nah,
I don't run down.
Bro. I'm dead.
We gotta run down first, bro.
I don't run down.
You know what I think it goes like with a lot of things that we deal with, right? Niggas like prizes. You know what I'm saying? You play a video game, you go through all this hardship at the end to, you know what I'm saying? Get that feeling of being accomplished. I think the same kind of psychology works somewhat with women. Like, not to the point like I'm stalking you, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But it's like the tactics and the strategy that I've used to attain you has worked, and that feels rather rewarding.
All right. Okay. Spilling the gems.
Yeah, man.
I see you.
You fuck with like dating apps and shit?
Recently I just started messing with Tinder.
Yeah, that's Tinder, what it's called.
You be swiping right a lot.
I heard Tinder is like for like sex. Tinder is like for like just
hooking
likes.
Up. Yeah. That's what they call it. Right?
Yeah, sex. Yeah.
I thought that was POV.
POF.
POF.
Jesus.
What's that?
What's POF?
Plenty of fish.
I thought that was the gay app.
Man, nah,
no, it's not.
Wow.
I thought Tinder was the gay app.
Oh,
I thought
shit.
Tinder was the gay app.
Wow. Because I do a sex podcast and I'm exposed to a lot of things.
I hear you, my brother.
Do you do one?
Excuse me. I don't do one. That is fucking...
Yo, quick question. If your BM tells you that she want more kids, but she doesn't want them with you, what you tell her?
What?
Why is that? She says she want more kids, but I just don't want them with you.
This is your BM.
This is your BM or your wife.
That's disrespect, bro.
That's wild, disrespectful.
Yeah. It could be your BM because y'all cannot be together.
That's more understandable.
But nowadays niggas don't be with their wife either, bro.
What's she trying to get like adoption? Like she wants to adopt?
Listen,
she don't like your genetics.
I guess she just see a next nigga and she just don't want the kids with you.
You saying would you be here for it?
I'm saying, would you?
Nah.
Hell no.
She already have kids with you. She, you know what I mean? And she just want to move on.
Move on entirely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but she don't want to be with me anymore.
No, she does, but wants to have
she
kids
does.
With somebody
she,
else.
She just
wants to have kids.
She just want to have kids, but just not with you.
I don't see it. Doesn't make no sense to me. Yeah, I don't see a scenario where she wants kids from someone else. But wants to be with
that
you.
Nigga got blue eyes.
Unless you got like some type of genetic disease that's
you can get that.
You know what it is. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I think every day I wake up on Instagram, there's some new type of weird request that women might want from niggas that we should just understand and be with.
I told you, bro. Like, you gotta live the best life. Yeah, like these bitches that want you nowadays, bro.
Y'all niggas heard about the AI pregnancy shit?
No.
Wow.
No.
Apparently they bro.
they're making babies?
Bro, apparently they could like artificially make babies right now.
Word. I mean, though, that is kind of true.
I think I seen something like that.
Wow. No, but yeah, that is true. I was making shit up.
I was about to say, I'm
that's what we game did.
You should have went with it. Right?
They already got that.
But they like five questions ready to go.
No, I think I seen some shit like that on Instagram where they fucking.
But that's what that's what. Well, technically, it's not AI when they do the in vitro shit.
Yeah, because you're right. I seen some shit. They had. The first in the UK, the first three parent baby.
Yeah. Three parent baby.
How's that?
The baby shares three DNAs.
Wow.
Oh, I seen that on Facebook.
But how does that work?
I don't fucking know how it works.
It's like two eggs and one sperm type shit. Like they merged.
I think it may have been two men and the woman.
I didn't read
it. If I'm not mistaken.
It was a DP?
A DP baby.
I don't know.
DP baby?
DP baby.
It's crazy.
That's the title.
DP baby is crazy.
That's the title.
DP baby is crazy.
DP baby.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Damn. But so do you think like that baby got like special powers or some shit?
As a mutant? Yeah.
Is it the baby?
That's some superhero shit.
Did the baby come out normal type shit?
Definitely, well, it's still X-Men. Just born.
That baby?
It's still a fetus.
It's born already? Or is
I think so, yeah.
Processing. Yeah.
That baby's gonna be Ebony Mystique.
Y'all niggas is wild. Yeah.
Ebony Mystique. Oh shit.
Nah, but today I should know. I just started doing this, but I started using the AI to help me flirt with women.
Word.
Swear to God.
That's smart. That's efficient.
With women.
So when they respond, you just put that shit in ChatGPT?
I just put it in ChatGPT and I ask it to to respond to this in a flirtatious way.
Wow. You know,
and then it'll respond to it, and then I'll send it to her. So it's technically kind of like a catfish, but it's not.
It's wrist fish.
It's wrist fish. Yeah. But I mean, shit, the shit works, so why not use it?
Nah, it's smarter, not harder, bro.
You could be the new Tinder swindler.
I don't think you want to be that.
I didn't think about that. But.
And who knows what women are doing on the other side.
Boom.
Yeah, what if she has her phone on ChatGPT automation?
First of all, you know what I heard with some girls on OnlyFans? You're not even talking to them.
Right.
Some girls, especially who have a lot of subscribers, they have like a service where somebody is like handling the
like
shit.
Like an automated bot.
Yeah, that shit automated.
It may be a person. Oh, but they're just talking. They're handling their content for them and answering back saying shit. You're not even talking to this bitch.
You like that, baby?
Yeah.
You ever wrote a bitch on OnlyFans?
I'm subscribed to this girl, Throat Goat. Her name is Throat Goat. Okay. Subscribed to her OnlyFans. You know who that is.
How much is it a month?
It's not really like a monthly subscription thing. You pay. She's doing it smart, yo.
Pay per view,
free, and yo,
son, you gotta pay for the fucking videos.
You don't even know what you getting,
bro. That should be getting my money, dog. She be yo. Whoever you are, you playing this shit smart because you get my money every time. Because when I'm like super horny, I'm like, damn, this video was trash. All right, let me go to the next one. Maybe she got some fire shit.
So you pay for the video.
Pay for the video and so it's trash.
You pay to subscribe and then you pay for the video.
No, you don't pay to subscribe. You go in there, it's free, and then she got it's like 5 second video clip of each video. So you watch 5 seconds of it and then you're like, okay, do I want
to
buy this or do I just want to watch the 5 seconds?
I need to restructure my business.
So then I watch the 5 seconds and I'm like, oh, this video is about to be fire. But she edited it in a way where it's like the hyperlapse thing, like it's in different.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh shit, this video is fire. And then you buy it, and it's like not even that good. And I'm like, fuck.
You know, Price has OnlyFans.
Word.
Do you do like the teaser shits?
The what?
Like you put out the teaser clips?
Nah, yo, all my shit is like.
No, I'm trying to see if you do it.
Nah, I don't. But
I heard, the manager be uploading the footage.
Nah, not really.
Well, what do you do on OnlyFans?
Huh?
What do you do on OnlyFans?
I'm fucking on OnlyFans.
Like women or?
Like women, only women.
What else would he be fucking?
Not horses.
I don't know. It's 2023. I don't know.
It's called horse business.
It's called horse business? Why? Because you got a big dick?
Answer the question. Oh, shit.
Exit stage left.
Yeah.
Yo, sign up to Patreon. It's a really good place.
Please. Please sign up to the Patreon.
And comment on the
That's
YouTube.
A real question. Comment, y'all don't like ask
your friends to the females.
Why would we ask our friends that, bro? Why is...
Y'all got female audience. I'm sure that wants to know that.
Well,
yeah,
they...
You come in here with a fucking leather pants.
It's not
you obviously want to show a print. And you definitely...
I didn't even know Price had on pants, bro.
I would expect for him to have on pants.
You know he was naked.
I just didn't even look.
Yeah. Nigga said the print. What?
That's crazy. That's fucked up.
I can help I'm you just asking, man. You got an OnlyFans. The least you could do is tell the audience what you...
Go and subscribe.
What?
No, he's right about telling the audience.
Yeah, go and subscribe. Price we'll see.
Price should tell his audience.
Yeah.
But
you'll see
us.
If I have it or not.
Yeah.
I'm gonna subscribe. I appreciate it.
All money ain't good money, but
you not the first nigga to subscribe, so you could go ahead.
What's it called? I'm gonna do it right now.
What's business? You logged in OnlyFans on your phone?
You know what I hate when I be clicking bitches OnlyFans from Instagram and I be having to log in all over again. Cause if I log in from Safari,
You gotta just stay logged in.
Yeah,
so you be logged in.
Yeah.
What's your username?
That shit got mad numbers.
User 85.
Is it your bio, Price?
Yeah. You got your picture up there.
I'm about to put it.
Yeah, Price is in your bio.
Nah, it's not in my bio. Matter of fact, it's in my bio. Everything.
Yo, can
in my
y'all
bio.
Stop?
Yeah.
Nah, it's not in your bio.
You gotta go on his Twitter.
Anyway,
what on my Twitter, you'll find it there.
One of my final questions, right? Who would you guys say are bigger hypocrites, males or females?
Females, bro. Come on.
They're telling their friends they look cute, and then when they turn around, they like this
fat bitch. That's lying. That's not really hypocrites.
They be doing that, bro. They be doing that.
That's just a lie.
That's real shit, bro.
Hypocrites are saying that You either don't do some shit and then do it, or do some shit that you say you won't do.
I think that's people in general.
Yeah. I think if you're talking about like cross relations, like how are men hypocrites dealing with women versus women?
Okay, we could do it like that.
All right, so I feel like women are more hypocrite. Because men, we'll go like up all the crazy body, BBL, all this shit. But
it don't mean nothing.
In the long term, we know, we already understand that we would never be with that person. Yeah. And then there are women that would chase that image because they think that's what niggas like. And they just get lost in the sauce. They'll take, I don't like tall niggas, I don't like short niggas, but
the right
short
tall nigga
come around with money. They're going to go fuck with that nigga. It's just like, we know, although on the outside it look like we don't know what the fuck we want, we know what we want. Like, women be a little more confused than we are.
Yeah.
But what do y'all think is harder to achieve? A good man or a good woman?
Assuming that you're a woman wanting a good man?
Yeah.
Okay. A good man.
A good man? I don't know.
I mean, it depends on what you mean by good. So by good, I'm assuming you mean a person that would be loyal and stuff like that. Yeah, because I think niggas are more so programmed to deal with multiple people than women. I know that's very cliche to say, you know what I'm saying? But I really believe that's how that shit is wired, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think so, too. You look like, it's like hard.
Yeah. My boy talking his shit today. Shit today, boy.
Oh, that's a bag. Fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own little intuition, what they want to do.
Do you feel like this big upsurge in where women are like seemingly more liberated now is a new thing, or this has actually been going on the whole time and it's not new? We're just seeing it more.
I think it's more like exposed today.
It's newer for me because obviously back then it was designed where
you didn't have the opportunity to even flex like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You probably had your hand cut off or some shit like that. Yeah.
So you feel me? Shit got better. So
okay.
Yeah, I think it's been that kind of shit been existing. I think it's magnified now because women need some type of
attention
thing to make them feel like they're
that, validated.
Yeah, like for example, rappers. I don't know why I keep hitting your fucking mic, but like rappers nowadays give them that validation that they need, like. You see the city girls, you know, they make them feel like, okay, we have somebody who's a voice for us.
Copy.
Nowadays, it's just more magnified because of the people that we have existing now, like the rappers.
I feel you.
I fuck with it, though. I like when...
I love it, too.
I like that the women are liberated and independent. You feel me? I like independent women.
So you like the terminology boss bitch?
Yeah, bro. I would want gal to be a boss bitch. I don't want to be with no bum bitch.
Boss bitch ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel me?
Facts.
City girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with a city girl either, though.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Okay.
You meet one.
The scammy?
Same
scammy
category.
No, you got to remember what that comes with. It's somebody obviously trying to take your money from you.
Exactly. If you're aware of the situation, why would you be mad?
Would you wife a city girl or would you have a city girl as your side things?
Side for excitement.
Yeah, city girls is for excitement.
Your side thing got to be more exciting than who you with, because then it's not worth the risk.
So what if your main thing is just as exciting as a city girl?
Word.
Then you don't need a side thing.
There's no such thing.
It's
always going to be somebody who's more something than what you have. The challenge is fighting those things, and that's what proves true love.
Mm. I think the main thing, they'll get more entitled. For sure.
What the fuck are you today? What's
your name today, nigga?
He ain't cooking today.
He cooking for real. Yeah. Yeah, the main thing will get more entitled and feel more relaxed. City girls, they ain't going to feel entitled. So they're going to always going to feel like they're going to have to keep up the standard. So,
yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's the chase.
Essentially, I guess. And I'm saying the thing is, too, with your main thing, you have more room to have problems and drama because you're with them all the time. Now I'm saying the side thing, you may not be linking all the time like that. You feel me? So she's your escape from.
There's no requirements. You don't.
Right.
In your relationship, you might need your shorty to wash the dishes, do the laundry, all this other shit. There's expectations for her to live up to. Your side bitch just gets to be herself, and you get to be yourself with your side bitch. You don't have, she don't really expect much from you either. Mm-hmm. So you literally just get to be yourself. So it's like a letdown. It's like when, you know, and bitches talk about taking their bra off after a long day. That's what that is. That's what that relationship is. It's that release. There's no extra worry. You don't gotta think about shit. Yeah, yeah. Your bra is off.
Facts. But the thing is, some niggas be getting into a whole extra real second relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a difference than a side chick. Is it?
They be getting caught up.
Niggas be having two girlfriends.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
That's
for sure.
I mean,
once it becomes two girlfriends, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I don't know how niggas do that, bro.
Two more responsibilities. I mean, you got more responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, that shit is hard to do,
double dates.
Well, if you could afford it.
But I'm not going to lie, though. It does kind of, it sounds like interesting to want to date a city girl, because when I look at people like Diddy and Young Miami, like the thing of a city girl, not I'm saying that because she's a city girl, I'm just saying like, you know, the idea of a city girl. Mm-hmm. But when I look at Diddy and Young Miami, like it's an edge, you know what I'm saying? Like a dude like Diddy who's so old and he's kind of having that freedom to do whatever he wants and basically humiliating this girl in the public, well, to the public, look like he's
humiliating.
Yeah, I can't say it. I ain't even gonna try to say it. But that word, and he's literally living this life, well, at least it looks like to me, and he's doing that with a girl who's quote unquote a city girl. Like, his so for me, it looks, that's like, oh shit, that might look fun to do.
Is he humiliating her, or he's just doing his own thing?
He had a baby.
and he pissed on her.
Is she still with him?
She don't care though.
Yes. Why
does she be saying
so is she not humiliating
shit,
herself?
But I'm saying, can you think about, we live in a world where like this dude had a baby on you, and then the next month you're on
that's
a carpet though, holding his hand.
What if that's not what she want though? What if she
not, what I think if she don't want a baby too? Because
nah, stop it. Nah, she definitely want a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
She has a baby.
She has a kid already.
I don't know.
You don't think she'll want a kid by Diddy? Yeah. Come on, man.
Bro, is more baby mothers lined up waiting to be with Nick Cannon right now?
Yes.
You feel me?
Nick Cannon's out here shooting.
Yeah. Nigga, but I seen that nigga post the other day. The nigga said he don't do child support. He do Lambo support. Ooh, he bought his baby mom's a Lambo. That's fly.
That's fly.
Yeah.
That's fly.
Yeah.
That's fly. Can the kid eat the Lambo?
Yeah. I think Lambo's are so
I think he was talking shit, but he also said he, whoever he fucks with, depending on who call him first.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
He said, whoever called him first is that one that he's spending the day with or the night. That's some fly shit, though. That's
imagine waking up.
People think that Cannon is corny. I mean, his jokes is corny.
His roster is impeccable.
Elite. No,
yeah.
He's a sniper.
You think it's because of the bread?
Nah.
Maybe he really got charm to these bitches.
Yeah, you gotta remember, Nick Cannon was in movies like Drumline and shit.
Love Don't. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying so at one point, and I think Nick Cannon seen our shit before.
Right.
Because you remember Trey signed to that nigga.
Word.
Okay. Shout out Nick Cannon.
Yeah, you better leave that nigga alone.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I just don't fuck with the turban. The turban.
I'm not even sure if he do that anymore.
I think
the turban about?
I think it was something to do with his
hair?
His ailment and his hair.
Okay. Oh, okay. See, stop.
I thought it was like a religion
it was,
he was.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I was just talking about like fashion purposes.
Yeah. And Nick Cannon also he made Gigolo.
$2 million shoes or some shit like that. Nick Cannon.
Diamond Who's buying
shoes.
Those?
Yo, man, less is always gonna be more.
Yeah, right? Remember that.
I guess. Shit. But back to the humiliation shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's subjective. The humiliation is subjective.
Oh,
so
yeah. If she's not on that.
If she don't care about all that shit, if she's like, for instance, if you're in an open relationship,
mm-hmm.
somebody could be like, oh, your bitch just fucked somebody.
Yeah, that's
I know.
Okay,
like,
I'm
in an open relationship. Yeah, that's humiliating to the rest of the world, but it doesn't bother you. Yeah. So she might be into or open to whatever the fuck Diddy is doing.
Yeah. Right.
It's not humiliation.
Hey, Young Miami looks, I'm not going to lie, she looks really fun.
She do.
Yes, bro.
If you look at like some of the things that she do with Diddy, that's not like I just want to be a side bitch kind
of
action.
What's an example of that? Because I really want to know. Because it seems like Diddy is the fun one. Let me see what Young Miami did to bring the fun into it.
Okay, Justin.
Wow. You think Diddy is fun?
No, I'm saying, what? Was it her bringing her on the yacht in Greece? Or was it Diddy bringing her?
Said, no, maybe she planned it. I didn't say she's doing fun things.
Oh, she probably is.
She looks fun.
Okay.
I don't know what she do because I don't.
I just love her accent.
Nah.
I fuck with her.
And she's sexy.
Yeah, she's fire.
I love Miami women.
Yeah. Word, period.
You think she's a freak or she's like
I think full blown Miami freak. A freak.
She be talking like she a freak.
They'll talk a good one sometimes.
Yeah.
I be joking.
Yeah, when I back out that Yama out.
What she said, she lick a nigga ass if he asks for it.
That's what she said that.
I think so.
Say that then.
Nigga, we know bitches eating ass now.
Fucking the promoter is not as fun as the bitch twerking at his party. So I don't care how many yachts you bring her out to, she's more fun than Diddy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good way to explain it.
Hey.
Yeah. I agree. I fuck with her.
Yeah, I like the city. I like specifically Young Miami. The City on Lock album was like one of my favorite albums.
I gotta check it out.
So I like City Girls.
You fuck with Saucy Santana?
I was waiting for that.
Oh yeah. We already told the story on here, but you can come on here to save face if you like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love Saucy Santana. Actually, you know what's crazy? Saucy actually gave me his box. Like,
what do you mean?
Wait, I'm sorry?
To the Patreon. Yeah,
Saucy give me his box.
His box?
Yes.
Box of what?
Box of goods? When we was at the station, Saucy give me his box. And so when I'm at the crib.
Like a gift box?
Like a box. Like cereal, like his box.
Oh, he has a box of cereal.
Yeah.
Why are you gonna say box of cereal? He's never gonna say that.
Yo, his box.
He's a troll. Yeah. He's a fucking troll.
Yo, bro.
It's in the script.
Nah, but yeah, he give me his box. So when I'm at the crib, I haven't eaten it yet, but I've tried just one. It's glitter. It's all glitter.
Wow.
The cereal is all glitter. So I'll take a damn. I wish I would have brought, but it's still at the crib, but it's a. It's a box with Saucy's face on it, and it's a cereal, but it's glitter. But
glitter you can cereal?
Eat it. It's safe to eat.
That's hard.
All right, that's gangster.
That shit slaps.
Like you can't wait to pour you up.
I haven't
a bowl of Saucy?
Yeah, I haven't had like 24 karat chicken type shit.
I want to try it.
I've seen it. But so
it's like real gold plated chicken?
I'm pretty sure that's cancerous, but.
Yeah, that just don't sound like something you should be eating.
Yeah,
but yo, you ever watch, you watch his videos, his twerk videos?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like,
he one of them ones.
Saucy's one. All jokes aside. I know we be joking,
right?
But it's like one of them things. It's like the porn shit I was talking about. Like from the back, you can't really tell.
Yo, man, woman. And that's like, that happened to press. So it's, I get it.
Yeah. So how many times you say you watched it?
Different for me.
If I see it, it's the same shit. Now I know it's Saucy, but. If I see it, I'm not like clicking off because I'm like, yo, it's just entertaining. Like,
so you'll watch it and hit like type shit?
I mean, I'm not watching it to enjoy it. I'm just watching it because I'm appreciating the content.
Are you liking the content?
Yeah. It's like, yo, I appreciate.
So you double tap on the content?
You said what?
You double tap on the content.
Fire emojis.
You said what?
You comment too? You
fire emojis?
Fire? No, I don't comment. I don't comment.
It's about the skill level, not about.
Yeah, it's about the skill level. Right? Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it, but I'm trying to help you.
See, you get what I'm saying? No.
It is what it is, man.
You never like scroll. I actually have some saved on my on my Facebook.
Yo,
this I mean Instagram. I'm gonna post
some. Have some saved.
I think so. Hold on,
bro. I believe you, bro. Like, you gotta show me, bro.
Saucy twerking videos.
Yeah, hold on. Give me a second.
No, hold on.
When you brought up that twin brother shit,
yeah,
I thought you was gonna bring up Saucy Santana because he got a.
That's where it came from.
He got
yes. He's dating a twin.
Yeah, a twin.
Word.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Facts.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah. That's where it came from.
I don't give a fuck.
I thought that was a segue.
Oh, my bad.
I thought that was it. Yeah.
Y'all see that shit?
Close the episode. Close the episode.
No. Close it. Close it.
Saucy be throwing
that. Oh, no.
Finish episode. He grabbed the wall, too.
You
got to
close it. What you got coming up, man?
Saucy grabbed the wall. That shit be going back when Saucy throwing that thing back.
Hey, man.
Wow.
I'm not even bullshitting you, bro.
Yo, Saucy Santana, pull up on us. Pull up on us.
Saucy definitely pull up on y'all. He probably.
Yes, yeah. Set it up, man.
Saucy definitely. I mean, I don't know how to set that up. You probably got to throw some ass at Saucy, baby. No, he's in a relationship.
You just sit in that same chair. You sit in that same chair, and he'll sit on top of you.
Yeah,
I think we'll be good to go.
There you go.
Yo, all jokes aside, if you didn't know Saucy was a dude and Saucy started twerking on you, I promise you, you're not backing away.
Nah, that shit caught me. What? That shit caught when I used to live in
Atlanta.
You're
not backing away. Come on,
I
now.
I used to live in Atlanta, bro, and I was in Lenox Mall, y'all. I'll never forget this day, bro. Like, the nigga walked past, right? But I didn't see the face or anything. I just seen the ass and the back.
Price was yes. Damn.
Nigga had on, the nigga had on, what's the waist shit? So all of the shit, you know, the ribs was gone.
He's saying he had a slim waist.
You feel me? And I just seen a fat ass. I'm like, damn, who that? Nigga turned around. I'm like, man.
Let me see you walk.
Walk. That nigga's wild. Yo,
Eddie B, man.
Y'all
niggas is wild, bro.
Art,
y'all niggas is wild.
It's been a pleasure having you, my brother. Do you have anything coming up you would like to let the people know about?
Man, hell yeah, man. My new show is coming out, so.
What?
Yeah.
Clap it up for that.
Yeah.
You can say what it's called or not yet?
Nah, yeah, I can say what it's called. I mean, it's basically my name. Like, my Instagram is The Boy Art.
Okay.
So my YouTube is going to be The Boy Art. So you can go subscribe on there if y'all like. But yeah, you know, I do interviews. So we're going to have a lot of interviews from my generation talent. That's what I like to focus on.
You trying to call us old, nigga?
I mean, yeah.
All right. That's all right. I'll take that.
That mean we never gonna touch his show. Right, I get it.
Hey, man.
Never gonna touch his.
We all niggas, bro.
Yeah, it's I mean, that's embrace it though. It's not a bad thing to be older. You come with wisdom. You come with, you know, experience.
That's a fact.
Better bitches.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's debatable. These young girls got different
they
things
fun.
Nowadays.
They fun.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
They fun.
You know?
They like Young Miami. Yeah, there you go.
Boom.
Shout out to Young Miami. Pull up on us.
My brother.
That'd be a good interview.
Let's
Young Miami on
often.
This will go crazy.
Next time, Saucy Santana will be here when you're here. And let's make this happen, man.
They're going to be like, boom, I know Art.
Pow!
You sounded just like him, too.
Stop that.